This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
It has been lying dormant since the Patriot Act.
These terrorists must be pursued. They must be defeated. And they must be brought to justice. Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
It became clear during the Obama administration.
President Barack Obama signed the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, despite threats that he might veto the bill. The 2012 version of the bill gave the military the power to arrest and hold people, including Americans, without charge and without the writ of habeas corpus.
And now Washington, D.C.'s dirty little secret has been freed by a man of many secrets, Joe Biden. Americans are enemy number one.
They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists.
The poison of racism has always existed in America. But over the past 4 years, it seems to have found new life.
The FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Those Americans opposing the views of the current administration and its legion of sycophantic, power-hungry minions will be targeted in the name of misinformation or information that doesn't fit their narrative.
For how long has the administration been spying on people's Facebook profiles looking for vaccine misinformation?
Well, that was quite a loaded and inaccurate question, which I would refute.
How?
This is publicly open information, people sharing information online, just as you are all reporting information on your news stations.
But okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate. Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern, is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
In a recent statement from the executive office titled Fact Sheet, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, President Biden lays out a plan to enhance domestic terrorism analysis and improve information sharing throughout law enforcement at the federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial levels. Biden's statement goes on to designate the power of the federal government and Homeland Security to augment its efforts to address online terrorist recruitment and mobilization to violence by domestic terrorists through increased information sharing with the technology sector, i.e. Silicon Valley, and the creation of innovative ways to foster digital literacy, i.e. censorship, and build resilience to recruitment and mobilization, while improving employee screening to enhance methods for identifying domestic terrorists who might pose insider threats, i.e. the imagined white supremacist boogeyman. While DOD, DOJ, and DHS are similarly pursuing efforts to ensure domestic terrorists are not employed within our military or law enforcement ranks and improve screening and vetting processes, a wild goose chase that will put our national security at severe risk. Overreaching methods used to track down and prosecute an entire family that assumed they were protected by the First Amendment to voice a redress of their grievances after rampant reports of voter fraud and clear intimidation.
Federal investigators say that they have multiple videos and social media messages that indicate the family traveled from Borger, a small town just north of Amarillo, all the way to Washington, D.C. According to documents in the court, a day after the riot, a Facebook post from the mother says, quote, "I was just thinking, choking, tear gas, tastes like freedom. All five family members now face multiple federal charges.
From the corruption of a government that has abandoned its oath of office, John Barron reporting.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep the sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I just met her 5 minutes ago, and I'll just say this. I don't invite most of my guests out for dinner, but I said, I got to take this lady with my wife out to dinner. She's really interesting. I remember seeing her up on TV with Trump, hearing about her story. 5 years in prison for something wrong with a car's title or something. I mean, you know, they can put anybody they want in jail. Why are all these nonviolent people in jail? Trump said, let nonviolent people out. Angela Stanton King wrote a bestseller, number one national bestseller, about her story, and that helped get some of this criminal justice reform through that then President Trump and the Republicans basically got no credit for. But then she was there on January 6th. She's got a new book out, Caught in the Coup. Angela Stanton King, national best-selling author. We're going to talk about that. So we have that shared experience. Then she ran for Congress in Georgia, saw the fraud for herself with the suitcases being pulled out, now confirmed to be premeditated fraud. She was a witness to that, so she's like everywhere all the time. I kind of feel like the same way. I keep like popping into these crazy things. Because when you're a man or woman in the arena, that's what happens. And then she's also been massively censored with her millions of online followers she had taken away from her. Angela Stanton, EPK.com. It's great to have you here.
Oh, man. Thank you, Alex. It's a blessing to be here on your show today.
Where should we start? Because there's so much to get into.
Oh, wow. There's a lot to get into.
Well, you told me a lot in 5 minutes. Just repeat that to the viewers.
Wow. I'm just going to kind of follow suit. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to work with Trump and his administration by way of my godmother, Dr. Alveda King. And I was.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Yep.
See, there's so much.
Yes. I actually met Alveda when I was released from prison and had nowhere to go. And this is kind of what made my switch from Democrat to Republican, because here I am, a convicted felon. I can't get any government assistance. I can't get any help. So I've got no choice but to get up off of my butt and create a lifestyle for myself. And so I ended up meeting her on that journey. And then here we are years later in a Trump White House fighting for criminal justice reform and using my story. I ended up going to prison for title fraud. And in that process, I was pregnant. And I know a lot of people don't like to get into it, but I'll spill it. I gave birth to my daughter, chained to a bed. And so not only after that, I was released and had to go through a lot in order to get my life back on track. So how I got involved was everybody was crying about family separation at the border. And I was saying, hey, wait a minute. Why is nobody talking about family separation in the border? Because I was an American citizen chained to a bed with a sheriff watching when they snatched my daughter out of my arms and separated our family. And Trump was not president. It was for a nonviolent crime. So I said, wait a minute. These people are full of crap. Trump said, hey, anybody that's interested in fighting for criminal justice reform, I'm here. I'll listen. I went in and told my story, was very, very instrumental in helping to pass the First Step Act. And the president also made it illegal for them to chain women to bed during childbirth because of my story.
And he ended the cages down at the border that Obama had, but they still blame him.
still blame him for and forgot all about the kids in cages and juvenile detention centers across this nation. So to me, it seemed like it was just all about jokes, you know. So I ended up getting a full pardon from the president. After getting a full pardon from the president, I ran for office because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to use my story. All the Democrats are always talking about Black Lives Matter and the impact of Black life. I said, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm from the hood. I was born in the hood. Everything that they're talking about, I've been able to overcome. So let me jump in this race. I ran for John Lewis's seat down there in Fulton County in Georgia's 5th District. Not only was our president cheated, but I was cheated. My campaign was completely suppressed. The media was completely biased. They wouldn't even allow me to promote or advertise any of my campaign videos through my social media. And now nearly 1 million followers, completely deleted Twitter, Instagram, backup Instagram account, and Facebook, all gone.
And all that success and all the speeches and all the fame you weren't looking for, built that for them, and then they just steal it from you. That's theft.
And that's exactly what they do. They try to make it seem as if they've done the work, but they've been floating in the Black community like that for a very long time, and it's time for us to wake up.
Like I said, where to start? The whole point about Martin Luther King, what would he say about critical race theory? To me, that looks like it's 180 degrees the opposite of what
I tell you what, the same daughter that I gave birth to, chained to a bed, just won the international championship for the Harvard Debate Council, made history. This is 2 days ago. She did that because her mother told her that she could be anything that she wanted to be.
Wow.
That there are no limits. So had I allowed someone to teach my daughter that someone was better than her or that she would never make it, or if I took on that mindset myself, I would have never made it from the prison to the palace or from the hood to all good.
Wow. So what would your ancestor, Martin Luther King Jr., say today?
I don't think that he would agree at all with what's going on. And this is actually my godmother, Elvita King, is the niece. But I don't think that he would agree at all with what's going on. It's not what he stood for. I mean, to me, when I look into some of these policies and I look into what Black Lives Matter stands for, and I know that it's actually against Black life, I mean, it's complete agenda is totally against even the creation of Black life. These are the same people that are on the front lines of abortion. So how can you say Black Lives Matter and not recognize the fact that Black life begins in the womb? We have to wake up.
And then look at Black Lives Matter. I mean, I look at these Antifa events and everything. It's all 90% white academics dressed up in black, and then they're in black neighborhoods trying to stir up a riot so they can literally use black people to burn down the country and then blame black people. I mean, it's pure evil.
I mean, it reminds me so much of some of the things that were witnessed in the past with the KKK. I mean, why are they not burning down the influential white communities? They're coming in our communities, burning down the businesses that we own, completely destroying property and saying that they're doing it to save us, but nobody has come back to rebuild. These communities are still completely destroyed. And I don't see the benefit of it. I don't see anything that Joe Biden has done since, you know, there are a lot of black Democrats in office and black women like Stacey Abrams that want to take credit for putting Joe Biden in office. What has Joe Biden done to enhance black life? The only thing I've seen Joe Biden do is sign the Equality Act, which totally puts our children in harm's way.
Amazing. I could listen to you all day. We still got about 45 minutes left. We're going to go to break in about 3 minutes. But what order then you want to go through things? What happened to the Capitol? How you watch them steal the election in Georgia, not just Trump's, but your own. I mean, there's so much to get into.
We probably should start with what happened in the election and then go to January 6th, because I think it all led up.
Let's do that. Start getting into it.
So, again, with the campaign that I ran in Georgia for John Lewis's seat, I mean, complete, absolute media bias. The woman that was hand-selected, Nkema Williams, by the Democrat, written in, refused to debate. I mean, there were more than 50 attempts to debate with this woman, and she would not debate at one time. Let alone that, she somehow managed to get more votes than John Lewis ever got in the history of his career, and no one had ever heard of her. She's not even an Atlanta native. She's from Alabama. I'm watching the election take place. I'm looking at the counts. I'm seeing them stop the vote. They're saying, hey.
Water mainly now noted and break. Guys, show the footage of them grabbing the suitcases out.
On the same day that they're having the election in the same room that somehow holds the ballots, I said, wait a minute, something
yeah.
here isn't right. After that, we saw plenty of video surface with Ruby Harris and her daughter, who were the supervisor and I guess her assistant. We saw suitcases being pulled out from up under tables. We saw ballots being run through twice. Not only that, not only was I a candidate in that race, not only is my name on every ballot that Donald Trump's name is on, we also witnessed Republicans being locked out of counting centers. We saw boards
covering the windows up
in the windows where they weren't even allowed to see them count. Somehow, there's also videos of ballots being dropped off in the middle of the night.
And we're not supposed to ask questions about that.
Why can't I ask questions? Stacey Abrams cried about being cheated by Governor Kemp. She's still crying about it. Why can't we ask questions without having our social media accounts suspended and banned?
Let's talk about that. In fact, guys, reprint me or pull me the new national terrorism directed by Biden. I want to show her this. You're so informed, probably know about it. Did you know they declared anybody who questions the election fraud a white supremacist?
I'm so white, I don't know what to do. Every time I get in the morning, I see this white skin. I just don't know what to do.
And you didn't like your election being stolen, so you're a white supremacist. We're going to show that when we come back. This is crazy, but it's happened. Stay with us. They're stealing our whole country right now. Bunch of foreign banks.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Best-selling author, and she helped get prison reform through. And then she ran for Congress right there in Georgia and saw it stolen. Right there, well, Trump got robbed. All that news is coming out, and then that leads to the Capitol, you were saying, and what happened there. But you hit the break. You were still talking about what happened in Georgia, what you witnessed. Now they have to admit there was fraud where they've done spot checks. Oh, my gosh, 10,000, 20,000 ballots for Trump. Clearly it was stolen from them, but Then how does it get reinstated when the whole political class doesn't want President Trump back?
I think that there's just a group of powerful people that don't want President Trump. I think the majority of America wants President Trump back. And I say that because I was there to witness. I've been at several of his rallies. I've written, in private jets with Mike Liddell. I was with Herman Cain at the rally in Tulsa where they say that he caught COVID and unfortunately, lost his life. And I've seen the support that this president has. And I know that since, Joe Biden has gotten in office, a lot of eyes have been opened. But back to January 6th, I was there, Alex, and so were you. And I never heard the president tell anyone to storm the Capitol. I've heard the president speak very peacefully and calmly about what his expectations were and how we could support each other. But, I have heard the Democrats tell people to burn things down, get in their faces, right, to make sure you attack them, to run up on them. We'll burn everything down if we don't get what we want.
Whoever said protests are peaceful? That's Cuomo on CNN.
Hey, listen. They're playing us all for fools. And now we've got this big whole January 6th insurrection. But didn't a couple of the Democrats get locked up for storming the Capitol the other day?
Absolutely. And now they're holding 500 people, most of which didn't even hit anybody, in solitary confinement. Since when does that happen? They let carjackers out in a week now.
In a week. And let me tell you something. I was there on January 6th, and I was on my way. I was riding in a golf cart, and I had security take me up to the front. And when I got there, I had a really bad feeling. I saw some people there that I had never seen at any of the president's rallies before, and I knew that they were all about trouble. I turned around, and there's a video of me leaving just because I had a bad feeling.
I had a horrible feeling, too.
It just, the energy wasn't right. And I mean, I was at the president's RNC speech as well, and also at the National Prayer Breakfast. But even at the RNC speech that night, where we were all attacked by Black Lives Matter, I was on the inside of the White House, and it was such a peaceful atmosphere. The moment we walked outside of the gates, it was almost as if you walked into hell right
now. That was the time Rand Paul got attacked, right?
I was right there. And I'm like, these people are attacking.
They were saying, say her name.
He was Breonna's guy. I didn't even know he was the one saying Breonna Taylor. And he was the one that submitted the law and the proposal, wrote the legislation to end the no-knock warrants. And they're attacking him using her name. And it's all because they're strictly driven by racism. Anybody that
Well, it shows exactly how it's upside down world.
Upside down world. And now we're out here not only fighting against this stereotype that somehow racism is all of a sudden on the rise, but what's going on with our children? I think that racism is just a distraction for what's happening with
I wish you would have got into Congress. I wish they wouldn't have stole it. How many other amazing folks are you like out there that people are suppressing of every race, color, and creed, or humans?
Listen, they're going to make sure they suppress people like me because I'm also the one that was down at the Palace Bar in Miami and caught those kids on stage at 1 o'clock at night in a place where I was made to show my identification because adults were in there drinking, smoking, and having strip teases And then here are 7 and 9 year old little girls, shoes too big.
We're going to cover this next segment, but you're one of these people that is so engaged everywhere that I just, everything you keep showing me, go, you're that lady, you're that lady, you're that lady.
I'm
wow.
That lady.
I keep saying, like, what else are you up to?
We've got to fight this fight.
Well, I know you told my producer, I said, what does she want to get into mainly? She said, well, she's really pissed off about transgender stuff. So we'll spend the rest of the interview if you want on that when we come back. But getting back to the Capitol, watching that, a million people showed up. It was peaceful. Maybe a few thousand got rowdy with the cops. Maybe 600 went in. They're calling this worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. That is horrible.
I think that is really horrible that they're doing that. And I mean, hey, after what we saw Black Lives Matter do, I've watched Black Lives Matter literally not only destroy the city of Atlanta, Minneapolis, I mean, all throughout the United States be violent. People have lost their lives, millions and millions of property damage, downtown buildings spray painted. I mean, complete destitute. I mean, just the whole Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia that was burned down is just completely gone, and riding by there and just thinking about some of the things that have happened and taken place, and nobody has come back to rebuild, and they're going to say that January 6th was bad?
I just want to say I really like your energy.
Hey, all I know is the people that were at the Capitol on January 6th weren't the people coming into the Black communities burning our communities down, and that's all I got to say.
If America was in a football game right now, globalist versus American, who really is winning right now? Because I see them stealing the election, doing all this. Yeah, they think they're in charge right now, but I see it backfiring big on them.
It's definitely going to backfire big on them because people are getting fed up. And guess what? Americans are joining forces. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. Trump was the year 2020 was just that. It gave us 2020 vision. Trump opened our eyes and we're getting ready to fight this thing, and we're not going out silent, and we ain't going out like no punks either.
Well, I think that's what really panicked the Democrats was the demographics. You had almost 40% of Black males voting for Republicans under Trump, almost a tripling. You had a double Black females voting for him. If that continued and then Trump delivered on the economy and unifying, that'd be game over for the race pimp Democrats.
Hey, listen, I was right there in Atlanta. Trump rolled out his $500 billion platinum plan that was specifically for the Black community. What did we do? We watched Joe Biden on with Charlamagne the God saying, hey, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't Black. And what did Black people do? Have to prove the color of their skin like he didn't already know it. I think that we may be missing our own opportunities because we're misled.
Well, it's so condescending. I mean, if somebody told me you're not a Christian unless you do what I say, or you're not what, I mean, it's like he owns somebody. If somebody told me you better do this, you're not who you are, I'd say shut the hell up. I mean, who the hell is this guy?
It's so horrible. It's so bad. I mean, I can just see plain as day. I mean, one call, we could get a meeting with President Trump, get in, discuss issues going on in the Black community. Right now, you still got Black Lives Matter, Ice Cube, all of these organizations saying, hey, Joe Biden, what about us? We see that there's been $50 million for the Asian community. We see that there's been a stop hate against the Asian Americans. But if you got in off of the people that say Black Lives Matter, where is anything that you're doing before Black life?
Well, that was like Obama. Remember, he wouldn't even go speak at a Black group.
Listen,
he wouldn't even. Why did he run away from Black people?
Not only that, but took away the funding from our HBCUs and also banned funding for our faith-based HBCUs, which Donald Trump actually put back in place. So thank you, Mr. Trump, for that.
But why did? Because it was even pointed out, you know, by the Black community, everybody. Obama ran from the Black community.
Listen, Obama was all about transitioning our children, changing their sexes, and aborting our babies. And that's just the honest to God truth. I mean, we got to stop voting just because of someone's skin color. That doesn't mean that that's what's best for you.
And that goes back to what common sense is.
Common sense.
Wow. Well, I'm impressed. The new book, I know your other one was the number one bestseller, but this is Caught in the Coup. Angela Stanton King, and you can find this in bookstores, on your website.
Yep.
Where's the best place?
Find it everywhere. AngelaStantonEPK.com will take you straight to it.
Well, we're going to come back and get into their big move against our children of every color, the transgender depopulation agenda. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWar.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? You could be a drag queen superhero.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
We're a bunch of dudes dressed up like women. We're gonna get your kids. We're
amateur pedophiles, it turned out.
Your kids will start converting.
So if a man tried to talk to your child about sex in the park, they go to jail, and now they bring them into schools, they set them on their lap. Corrupt your children. Pedophile agenda. Now you're locked in your house. You can't follow your cover pass. That's going to rape you with that.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Family programming. Love it. Yes.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
People seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
So all of this is funded by the IMF and World Bank. Klaus Schwab came out 2 weeks ago and said, we need more sexual training for homosexuality with the children. That's why people don't have children. So this is depopulation. Angela Stanton King, you, again, helped get prison reform in this country. They say you're the catalyst. Your book, number one bestseller, Trump gives it credit for getting that done. And so, you know, you've got a lot of power. I mean, you've got some energy. You're able to get things done. People that can get things done see we can are the ones who do it over and over again. And so you were telling us off air that your next big fight is this. That's where God led you. Explain, you weren't in some bar to see kids dance. You were on the beach in Miami. You heard a bunch of music. You went to see what it was. We're going to play the video here in a moment. But now this is your, I mean, just another big fight of the heart you've got going here as a mother. Tell us what you witnessed.
Well, first of all, when I got to the club, it was already 11:40 at night. I was asked, stopped at the front to show my ID to make sure that I was old enough to enter. I go inside after showing my ID. I sit down. I'm with a bunch of other adults. Everyone's drinking. They're all smoking hookah. We're watching this gentleman that we see on the screen with the blonde hair perform with two other men. They're having a half-naked sex orgy right on stage. Not only that, the one with the blonde hair with the two girls was getting dry humped in the mouth. After that scene was over, he went to the back, come back out, and I see the two little girls. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm instantly uncomfortable because now I feel like I'm contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Damn right.
There is no reason why children should be allowed to be in this type of adult environment where these sexually explicit things are taking place. So, of course, I take out my video. I start recording. I also call the manager over and tell him how inappropriate it is. Next thing I know, they run an article in the news saying that, hey, I'm responsible for all of the death threats that their club is getting, and all I'm doing is attacking their establishment. What I'm saying is you can't take a child into a female strip club. You can't take them into Magic City or Atlanta. So why is it okay to see men half-naked stripping for money and allowing children to share that same stage?
And men yelling sexual things at the children. We've had to bleep it, but it's caught on your audio. They're going, yeah, I want to F you. I mean, this is sick.
It is sick. And I want to be clear on something. I want to say, first of all, The reason why I have this passion in me is because I was a victim of sexual abuse at a very young age by a family member. Not only that, I am also the mother of an adult trans son. So I want to be clear when we start talking about this transgender movement, and many of you may have seen me on Dr. Phil, because me and Dr. Phil had a big falling out because he tried to convince me that I had given birth to a female. This is my thing. When we are dealing with children and as an adult, if you want to make a decision to say, hey, this is how I want to live my life, that's one thing.
I 100% agree. Leave the children alone.
And that is where we're at. We're talking about this attack that are on the minds of our children. And the reason why this is so important to me is because I know if someone hadn't made my son believe somewhere along the lines that he could be a woman transitioning, we wouldn't even be.
And that's where this is going without even telling parents all over the world. Big corporations are funding this to go confuse children. Now they're saying half of autistic boys worldwide are now becoming transgender because they can make them fixate and brainwash them.
Not only that, let's talk about what this really means. I mean, I remember a few years ago seeing a big movement in the community where everybody was talking about let's stop the genital mutilation of young girls over in Africa. Transgenderism is genital mutilation. It's dismemberment, right?
They first do it with chemicals and then they physically cut it off. Exactly.
So,
Exactly.
And I mean, if you cut it off, I mean, how is it going to work? This all leads down to, just like you said, depopulation.
They even have girls having their breasts removed because they think they're a boy. This is training a woman, a little girl, to cut her breast off. I mean, if you cut your hand off 50 years ago, they put you in a mental institution.
Listen,
if you cut
Alex,
your penis off, they put you in a mental institution. Now they tell you you're great.
This is so serious. This is such an attack on life, because how are you going to feed your baby? Your breasts are there for a reason. This all goes
well. It's a satanic ritual.
It absolutely is. So is the child sacrifice. So hey, we can get into that.
Abortion? No, hit them. Tell them the truth.
Listen, let me tell you something. Planned Parenthood is a racist organization, brought and grounded in eugenics.
Hey, I tell you what. My doctor, who I haven't seen in a year,
right?
I was supposed to have an appointment. I missed my appointment, so they said I only got one at 2:00. I got to go to it today. How would you like to take a break in about 30 minutes, but come back and host 30 minutes of the show?
Hey, we can do that. Why?
All right, Owen's great, but Owen's okay. Owen's not going to do it. He's great. He's got his 3 p.m. show. We'll tell Owen he can relax at 1:30. She's going to come in here, and she's going to host the last 30 minutes of my show before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Look, but we still got a segment and a half left.
Okay.
I keep telling him what's going on.
Oh, back to this transgender agenda that we're talking about. This is in a direct attack on life. And even with Planned Parenthood, this is a admitted racist organization, right? Where they specifically targeted the black community. The 75%, over 75% of their abortion clinics are in black communities. They're telling us abortion is health care. Not only that, on October 31st of 2017, Planned Parenthood put up a tweet. It said that black women in America are statistically safer aborting their children than they are giving birth. We should be offended, but you don't see that. You see people like Stacey Abrams and Tamika Mallory, the people that are at the head of these movements, saying Black Lives Matter, but also telling our women that abortion is health care. Listen, 46% of the black population has already been aborted. Let's talk about these agendas. Abortion, transgenderism, mass incarceration, maybe even the shot. All of these things seem to be an attack on black life, but we keep voting for the people that are actually against us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our guest, and she is an impressive lady. My text messages are filling up from friends and family, and they don't really do that very often. This is a great interview. But, I mean, I just feel good, truthful energy from you, and we've had a lot of the same experiences, and you've helped get major reform done, and your own son, I basically you're saying, you know, you love him, you're not attacking him, but had this put in his mind as the thing to do, and now it's everywhere. They're bombarding our children with it, and So you've got the floor here, and you're going to come back in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, and you're going to host the show today as well,
yes.
Ahead of Paul Watson, about how serious this is and where this is going and what you think we should do.
Man, something has to be done. And for one, we need to get us some real freedom fighters in Congress. And I don't think that that's going to happen for us until, of course, we can clean up what's going on with these Dominion machines and get this election fraud cleaned up. But I think, honestly, I mean, with all the work that I've been able to do for this administration and with this administration and the things that my eyes have been opened up to, I never really thought that any of this was about racism or COVID. I've always thought that this was a cover up for human trafficking and pedophilia. And it seems as the days play out that these things are becoming more and more relevant as we go along here, not only with the agenda that I see by the media pushed on me and how I was attacked, basically being accused of misgendering my own son. I've got the birth certificate. I filled it out. I know what the doctors told me. I know who and what I've raised. And I think that this spirit of confusion that they are forcing on our children is wrong. And we have to have some strong people that are willing to stand up against it. It's gotten so bad that even at We Spa not too long ago, ladies were in a jacuzzi. They were on their side of the spa. A man comes in, says, hey, I identify as
a white guy with a big beard and a big penis.
Listen, and two big balls, okay? Gets inside of the jacuzzi tub, not only with adult women, but a 9-year-old child and a 14-year-old child as well. All of these women get up. They run to the front. They say, hey, we're demanding our money back. What about our rights? And they're saying, by law, we can't do anything. We can't discriminate against gender identity. Well, wait a minute. Okay, if you identify as a woman, why do you still have man parts? Where is the common sense? There used to be a thing called indecent exposure, right? Where you just couldn't expose yourself in front of a group of people. The laws that have been passed since this new administration has been in office put our children in harm's way. I sat and watched Keisha Bottoms sign an executive order allowing men to go into women's bathroom, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, wait a minute. I've raised a daughter in the house with three boys. Never once had they ever had to be in the bathroom together. Never have my sons ever exposed themselves to my daughter. But now she goes to school, or she goes to the airport, or she goes to a restaurant, she has to be exposed to.
Well, exactly. My own daughters never sat there and saw me do that. And I always left them when they were getting dressed after they were about three. The idea of this is sick. And it's like, oh, we're the ones to corrupt your children. We're the ones that are going to teach them. This is out of control. And by the way, look at this evil. Ontario woman charged after allegedly sexually assaulting a boy. They say this little boy got raped in a park. It's a big old gross man. And they say a woman did it. That'd be like, again, I mean, this is just so ridiculous to say that's a woman. And now they're letting men take over all the sports, track, weightlifting, everything from the women. What a cult. What a sick cult. A bunch of pedophiles are literally taking over women's spaces.
And this is what I want to say. Like, to me, I had to really sit down because I went back to school and I got my bachelor's degree in psychology because I wanted to understand my son's experience. And what I learned was that when it comes to LGBTQ and all of those letters, all of those letters represent a sexuality. When did we begin to tie children with sex? So if you think about the L,
well, that goes back to Margaret Sanger. They said make it all about the health department and your gender, and then we control you to sterilize you.
And so doesn't it seem like all of this stuff is tied together somehow? The Black Lives Matter movement, we find out that this is a farce. This is actually about a queer affirming network that wants to totally disrupt, right, the Western prescribed nuclear family that was stated on their own.
This is a biological transhumanist revolution.
That's exactly what it is, because the founder of Black Lives Matter is married to a white trans man. Black America, you need to wake up.
What it is a revolution, because if you take over people's biology, you've conquered them. Just like Monsanto said in a court case 20-something years ago in South Africa, they were getting sued over this GMO product they had that the farmers couldn't make seeds that grew out of it. And they said, listen, our real goal is to have humans like this. Where we've got to be made in test tubes. I mean, they want to end men and women coming together and that power of families, period, because that's everything.
Hey, not only is it revolutionary, this thing is also spiritual, okay? Because if you're confused and don't know who you are, it's very important that you know your identity. If you're confused and don't know who you are, then you can believe that you're anyone. If you don't have a name and I say A, you'll respond. If I say B, you'll respond. We need to make sure that our children know who they are, and that we are not supporting agendas that end our lifelines. What about your bloodline? Are you voting now?
Oh, absolutely. And that's how you conquer people, is ending their bloodline. You just cut right to the chase.
That's exactly what's happening here.
And what about everybody getting on board thinking, oh, this is like not being racist, or now we're not having a gender. They've just signed on to the most scientific evil ever.
ever. And this ends life. It doesn't create life. And with the black population already being so low, we're only 13% of the population. Joe Biden said it. He had a viral interview that went viral. We was talking to black community leaders and he said, hey, America is doomed. He said, not just because of African Americans, but because of, by 2040, then white people will be the minority. He said, so you all better learn how to get along with the Latinas because it's more of them than you. This was his exact quote. Joe Biden, if our numbers are so low and we're already outnumbered, then why are you allowing millions and millions of illegal immigrants flowing to the border and telling us that we need to abort our children in order for their children to live?
And again, it's nothing against Hispanics. They're making us all in groups.
Well,
and saying we're all going to fight it out. Exactly.
Well, hey, this is the thing. And I'm a former felon, right? Thank you, President Trump, for giving me a full pardon. But if we know the difference between an American citizen and an American criminal, then damn it, you need to know the difference between a legal immigrant and an illegal immigrant.
Well, no, I totally agree. But all I'm saying is they want to play us all off against each other. You're absolutely right. In fact, here's Senator Dick Durbin. We'll play the clip. White people are being demographically replaced. GOP is doomed. So the GOP is the party that ended slavery. The GOP is the party that passed the Civil Rights Movement. The GOP is the party that Wilt Chamberlain and Martin Luther King were in. But then they brainwashed everybody to follow the KKK Democrat. And now here they are again, the Robert Byrd senators, KKK Grand Cyclops, literally saying, hey, minorities, you better be with us. We're going to get the white people, which is then going to make white people become racist and get in a racial group. The way you control a prison is putting people in racial groups. They're turning us into a prison planet.
I'll tell you what, the GOP supported me. Not only did they support me, they supported my campaign while Democrats were telling people that I was a racist and that I was a white supremacist. And my message was that I wanted black Americans to give life to their children. I wanted us to make sure that our men become men.
Yes, and the white supremacist doesn't want to kill black people and wants men to be men. How dare you? You're so evil. Absolutely. So here's Dick Durbin, race pimp globalist. Here he is saying, again, we're going to get rid of the white people. This is a good thing, which, again, is going to make white people then see black people as the enemy when it's these people manipulating us against each other. Here it is.
In response to the minority leader's statement about the changes in voting laws across America, the record speaks for itself. I believe the number is 17 states controlled by the Republicans in the legislature, which have set out to specifically limit previous opportunities under law to vote.
Yeah.
Coincidence that 17 states would do these things? I don't think so. I think it's by design. And that's why the Senate Rules Committee was in charge of today to talk specifically about the measures that they
Let's stop right there because this is a longer clip. I guess I'd mentioned I want to cut this down to just him saying that. So let's try to do that right now. I want to come back in the next segment and play that. But again, all the facts are record numbers of, quote, minorities are voting Republican. That's why the Democrats are so panicked. I'm going to give you a chance to respond to that. We'll give you a 20-minute break after that, and then you're going to come back and you're going to host. And then I'm going to come back today after my doctor's appointment. Hadn't had one in a year and then canceled one in the morning, so they gave me this one at 2 o'clock, and I got to go get my yearly checkup and all that blood draw and all that fun stuff. But I'll be back sometime once the war room starts because there's a lot to cover, and I've got some huge news. Separately, I barely plugged today. We won't be here on air unless you support us. We've got new Save the Frogs, Infowars.com, coffee mugs for $9.95. Get a second one for $4.95. And these mugs cost us like $4 to make. So we got to sell a lot of those to fund this operation. We also have X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in the spray bottle. The sale ends today because it's about to sell out. It will sell out by the end of the day. It's 60% off, and we have the dropper bottle, same iodine. So good for your body, the missing link. I talk about for manliness or feminist, they hit us with fluoride, that's the opposite of the iodine. We've got it for 40% off as well. That sale's going to end soon. It's selling out.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job?
going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of